If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
This is a journey, and this is a journey that's going to present multiple challenges on multiple fronts, and you have to be spiritually grounded, and you have to be mentally grounded, and there's a lot of lessons that one has to learn, and they're not just all about building wealth. A lot of it is about building yourself first, because sometimes you guys are going to get this wealth, and you won't know what to do with it. So it's not all about wealth. And then, you know, then there's people who have a purpose that understand what this wealth does, and they make an impact, and they leave something behind. So, I mean, it's for me, it's like really understanding what we're doing this for in commercial real estate and why we're trying to build this wealth. Is it just to take the vacations and drive the cars? It has to be a little bit more than that.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Brian doesn't just talk the talk, he walks the walk. Explore his story, best-selling books, and ventures for a deeper dive into the expertise that makes Brian the world's most trusted voice in multifamily real estate investing. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, it's great. The same questions I ask everybody who comes on. Can you give us a brief overview of where you started, where are you now, and how did you get there?
Yeah, started in the multifamily business. You know, as it's related to multifamily, you know, it was my first and only W-2 besides playing sports. So I got an early start after exiting sports, got an early start in multifamily and worked my way up in the early 90s, mid 90s. There was a ton of opportunities and a lot of small equity firms, developers were, developing in lower income neighborhoods, moderate income neighborhoods, and kind of regentrification was the focus. Repositioning assets, and a lot of them were in tougher neighborhoods. And I kind of fit that role. Even though I had no experience, I was able to kind of get in as a leasing agent and work my way up quickly through the ranks as people would quit within 3 or 4 weeks of working. You know, 300 units in a rough neighborhood, you know, it's not really, you know, you have to have a special appetite for it. So for me being young and them giving me a free place to live, I was like, yeah, you know, this is, I grew up in these neighborhoods, so this is nothing that, you know, I would shy away from. So, you know, an increase in pay, free unit, sign me up. So that's kind of how I got my start. And then I worked my way up into acquisition specialist and then became an instructor for the National Apartment Association, which introduced me to the world of curriculum and education and training, which kind of set the foundation. I didn't know back then, but kind of set the foundation of who I become today. And then taking all those experiences, training, and then on-site experience as an operator, moving into, you know, my own personal career, developing my own brand and business, and moving into starting a small private equity firm and a consulting firm that specializes in consulting for multifamily. And that's kind of was my transition into out of the W-2 to, you know, the wonderful world of entrepreneurship. And then, of course, along the way, you write a book and, you know, I was approached by Simon & Schuster and, you know, wrote a book in first year or two. You know, I think my mom and myself were the only two people that bought the copy. And fast forward, it's a bestseller. I think it's one of Simon & Schuster's best-selling real estate advice books. And then it wound up in the U.S. Library of Congress. So a lot of things happen in between, but that is the 10,000 square foot view, the Reader's Digest version.
Right, right. No, I love that. I love that. The Reader Digest version makes it sound so easy. I bet.
Yeah.
The laugh alone tells me there are some.
We know. Yeah, we know better, right?
Right. Absolutely. What are some of the things that you would say in this career path, which, you know, hats off to you for really making something of it. That's impressive, especially when your book only sells, like you said, a copy to yourself and your mom in the first year. That's gotta take some heart to keep pressing forward with things like that. But what are some things that you've learned, some hard lessons you've learned in this path?
I mean, that's a great question. There's no individual lesson. You know, I know everyone wants, and I know for the podcast and how the world of media works, everybody wants 5 steps to, you know, I can give you 5 steps on how to be successful in real estate. And then life hits you with a brain tumor. and you lose your ability to walk, talk, and speak. And you know, so how do you work that? You know, that's you know, the same five steps that got you to a bestseller and your own investment properties, your own multifamily portfolio is not the same five steps that you can apply to overcoming a brain tumor. So at the end of the day, for your listeners, I think the key is just really understanding that life is always going to present a set of challenges. You have to be well grounded. I think a great mix of being spiritually grounded and mentally is key. And you say you don't get too high with the highs and too lows with the lows. You know, what does that really mean? What are you really doing this for? Figuring out and understanding what your purpose and what your real, you know, some people call it an anointing. Some people call it a purpose. Some people call it a calling, whatever you call it, whatever you define it. But why are you here? What are you doing this for? Finding out your why. I really think it's a start. Life is going to give you its lessons. You don't need me to give you five steps, three techniques. There's countless amount of books. I'm just here to tell you that life is going to give you your lessons. And, you know, you really got to understand your why, because when you understand your why and you're rooted in your why, it makes the journey being the key underlined word, it makes the journey much more purposeful.
I like that. I like that, because that's something I think that we can easily overlook in the acquire mode or grow wealth mode or whatever it is, figuring out that, why am I even doing this?
Hey, listen, not to interrupt you. I just want to I want to tap into what you just said. So I'm walking my dogs before I get to Golf Tech, shameless plug for them. So, you know, my routine is a little bit off today because I had another phone conference before I left my house. So I'm walking my dogs and a friend drives by who's a very successful commercial real estate guy. I mean, they do huge malls. This guy is really kicking butt, really successful. Owns homes, owns a ton of stuff, just cars, you name it. Drives by, haven't seen him. See him drive by, I think it's him. Then I see him come back and I know it's him. He pulls over in the parking lot. We begin to talk. I find out from my mother-in-law that he has cancer. They found cancer, but this is the first time that I see him. And I mean, he is like 40, 50 pounds lighter. I mean, he is just literally, you can see it, you know, he has now a bag, and he was telling me how this is his 14th surgery since December. So, I mean, of course, I shared my story with him and told him, hey, listen, I've been there. I've been through the chemo. I've been through everything that you're going through, and try to, you know, just to speak some wisdom into him and give him some experience, you know, some words of wisdom through actual experience, not none of the stuff we read in books and we listen to motivation and then we regurgitate it. But this, you know, what I've actually gone through. But the key is just, you know, here's a guy that had it all. And then December finds out that, you know, hey, you know, he's sick. So if there's really no purpose and you're in this and we're talking wealth and you're talking, I want everyone to focus on that as well. But here's a guy that did and built the wealth. And ask him what his wealth is able to do for himself right now. Absolutely nothing. This man is literally breaking down in front of me in the streets, in a parking lot, weeping and sobbing. Grown man, successful, really healthy. One of those guys can be on front of Men's Magazine. Now he looks like buck 20 and looks like a shell of himself. And we had to talk about that and we addressed it. And I was speaking with him. It's like wealth and power and all the things you were working for. Where is that now? Can you cash those chips in to heal yourself and get better? And if you could, would you? And the answer is absolutely. But no, I can't. So what is it that we're doing? So we want to have more of a focus than just on obtaining and building wealth and not understanding or realizing what we're doing today and being present, and that it's a journey and that it's not meant to be an easy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps to someone's lessons to success. And no. This is a journey, and this is a journey that's going to present multiple challenges on multiple fronts, and you have to be spiritually grounded, and you have to be mentally grounded, and there's a lot of lessons that one has to learn, and they're not just all about building wealth. A lot of it is about building yourself first, because sometimes you guys are going to get this wealth, and you won't know what to do with it. So it's not all about wealth. And then, you know, then there's people who have a purpose that understand what this wealth does, and they make an impact, and they leave something behind. So, I mean, it's for me, it's like really understanding what we're doing this for in commercial real estate and why we're trying to build this wealth. Is it just to take the vacations and drive the cars? It has to be a little bit more than that. And I encourage everybody to really, your listeners, to think, just take a couple, think about that. Take a little bit of time every day and think about your journey and where you are And, you know, you don't need me to tell you about five lessons. You're spiritually grounded. The universe, God, whoever you answer to, whomever you call, he, she, those answers are going to come. Those five steps, those techniques, all those are, you're going to have conversations with people. You're going to be listening to a podcast. You'll receive those five steps. You don't need to hear it from me.
Right. I like that. I like that. When it comes to your own, it sounds like you spent some time both in baptism by fire and also probably intentionally sitting down and crafting your own kind of why and or maybe call it mission or mission statement. Is that something you have memorized? Is it like, hey, this is my driver?
Yeah, it's changed a few times, you know, depending on certain circumstances, the birth of my children, you know, my marriage, being sick. You know, it changes with interaction with individuals. My why is just really to tap into my full potential. So my why is, let's talk about this whole golf tech. Why am I at golf tech? Because I set a stupid goal that most of you guys are going to laugh at when I tell you. But I said, you know what? I want to play in a U.S. Open qualifier. I meant to do it this year, but of course, COVID hit. And so that didn't happen. But I set a crazy goal and said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to qualify for the U.S. Open. And so I put things in plan to make that happen. People are going to laugh, but guess what? They laughed at me when I said I wanted to write a book. I can remember when people said, write a book. Do you know people literally go to school, obtain degrees, and spend a lifetime writing and becoming an author? How the hell are you going to write a book, Brian, when you didn't even pass English in high school? But now you can't walk into any bookstore and not see me on the shelves of any bookstore, any airport. Now you can't walk into the U.S. Library of Congress and not see me in the U.S. in the U.S. Library of Congress. So, you know, at the end of the day, that is what Brian's why is. My why is always just setting goals and really going after them, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's really nothing that's, when you're in alignment, there's really nothing that is impossible. There's nothing. You know, there was a time when I was drooling on myself. I couldn't walk. My wife was having to feed me. Couldn't walk. Couldn't talk. You can go on YouTube and see all these videos. I mean, and now you can watch me in here and you know, I'm in here putting and I'm in here working on my golf game. And I'm going to damn sure be at one of the U.S. Open qualifiers this year. So for a person that couldn't walk or talk, you see me and you hear me now. So, you know, at the end of the day, impossible is nothing, you know, and for me, that's kind of my why. Just, you know, I just set goals and I try to influence individuals and show them that people are tired of seeing a sermon. Hearing a sermon. They rather see one. So I'm reluctant to get out and do a whole lot on Facebook or social media or anything else or even podcasts and do a whole hell of a lot of talking. I'd rather you just watch me, because people are really tired of hearing sermons. They rather see one these days. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather show you better than I can tell you.
Right. No, I like that. You said, I think the way you summarized it, I love that, was you just want to become the best version of yourself possible. I think it was something to that effect. I like that. What do you think are some things that hold people back when it comes to even imagining who they could be?
They just got to do nothing further than look in the mirror. At the end of the day, there's a reckoning, and people are going to tell you it can't be done. They're going to tell you you can't write a book. They're going to tell you no one's going to, you know, you can't publish and you won't sell 10 copies. They're going to tell you you can't do X, Y, Z. You won't ever own your own apartment building. What? You're going to go out on your own? You've got a great job. You know, why don't you just keep this W-2? How are you going to own your own apartment building? So check all of those above boxes. At the end of the day, I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, you know, am I going to make a run at this? Can I do it? Can it be done? And if, damn it, if the next man can do it, why can't I? If somebody's already shown me that it can be done, it's a wrap. You know, it's just like how that guy ran the mile. You know, as soon as he broke the record of the mile, it was like weeks later, someone else broke it. And then months later, someone else broke it. And then a year later, high school kids were breaking it. So it's like, it's all right here. It's you're where you think you are and where you're going. It's here. The game is played here and here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Brian, let's jump here into the final four. I've loved this. This has been great. And I think this is really what a lot of us just needed to hear. Like, just go out there and do it. Set your goals, believe that you can, and make it happen. And that's, I think, like you said, it's what's in our head that, you know, that we've got to work our way through. So that's awesome. Let's jump into the final four here. What is one piece of advice you would give to an aspiring investor?
Stay with it. Set your goals high. Set your goals high and then achieve them. Set your goals high, get focused. And, there's a lot that comes with that. We all understand there's people that have to, you know, come into your life. You're going to have to, there's training and education and people you're going to have to glean from, knowledge to be able to get to where you're going. But all those things will be presented to you once you set it in your mind that it's possible and you begin to actually discipline yourself and create a work habits to be able to obtain those goals. Most of us don't want to obtain and want to work for it. We want it instant. We want to go to a boot camp or somebody's coaching program and think that, you know, they're going to give us 5 steps and that that's going to be easy. As soon as you get those 5 steps, guess what? The world's going to smack you right in the mouth. And then, you know, it's, you know, you're going to have to readjust. So you really got to change your habits and change your discipline and how you approach and your goals. And yeah.
I love it. What's one thing you're currently doing to stay on top of your game?
Constantly. setting these goals, brother, these goals that seem unattainable, working towards those is, starting the business, starting the Chavis Capital, the Multifamily Matrix, which is our educational platform, and my consulting business. Just setting the same types of goals for my businesses keeps me busy and keeps me humble.
Right. I love that. When it comes to giving back, what's one way you're making the world a better place?
I do not hesitate. As I spoke to that, my friend this morning, I have spoken to individuals that are on the side of the road that are homeless. I've sat and pulled my car over and had conversations. Yeah, I might have given them a little bit of money, but have a conversation. I see individuals. I see people. I see them all. I won't see a person in a circumstance or a position and not try to sow a seed into that individual or have one sown into me. You never know. There's been guys that when I was sick, there was guys that were homeless that I would have conversations. I ended up, you know, just seeing them on the side of the road, giving them a little bit of money and then them giving me some wisdom. You know, who would ever thought that about, you know, my circumstances and understanding what life was really about and the struggle that they were going through and telling me what they had to deal with from 9 to 5 being out on the streets. And that strengthened me. So just seeing people sowing seeds and just, man, taking advantage of the opportunity. I try to now every once in a while, every 3 or 4 visits at Starbucks, I'm always paying somebody else's Starbucks behind me. I'm always trying to sow a seed into somebody else, man, because at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get into a mentality to where it's about really taking your gifts and your talents and identifying them and sharing them with the world and making sure that you can touch as many people as you possibly can while you're here.
Love
because
that.
It is a short ride, brother. It's a short ride.
It is. It's a scary short ride. You are right about that, man. You are right about that.
But it's fun. Wouldn't trade it for a thing, brother. The highs and all the lows, it's worth it.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. I love the energy you bring to this. This is great. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
BrianChavis.com or simply the MultifamilyMatrix.com. You know, that is our educational platform. We have over 80 training programs, over 30 certifications, and over 5 designations right now. And we're adding new training. It's just multifamily specific. I try to stay in my lane, but, you know, multiple courses on finance. Obviously, you know, I'm big on personal development as well. So we keep that. We have that. We have live chats where we meet with our members every Thursday night. So, yeah, if you can subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast, By the Block, with Brian Chavis, I would greatly appreciate it. I would love to have as many subscribers as possible. So, you know, try to spread the good word. And yeah, that's how you get a hold of me.
Brian, thank you so much for your time today. Certainly appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Sam. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.